Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Oh, I read these verses and my heart just jumps like, yes, I believe this. I praise God for this. I was preaching a funeral just a couple of days ago. Just unexpected tragedy that struck a family. And yet both of the people who died in that family had put their faith in Christ. They trusted in Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives. And so I'm sitting in that funeral and John 11, 26 is true. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Verse 25, though they die, yet shall they live. I praise God for that promise and that funeral. I praise God for that reality. And my dad, who unexpectedly died years ago and now lives with the Lord, I praise God for that reality in my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, who just months before she unexpectedly died, she believed in Jesus. And when she died, she kept living. She's living now. I praise you, oh God, for this reality. I praise you for this reality in scores of men and women who have believed in you, who've trusted in you, and though they died in this world, today they live. I imagine as I'm praying, there's all kinds of people praying with me who can think of people who they know are with you right now, alive in abundance because of belief in Jesus. We praise you for life beyond death, for eternal, everlasting life. And as we praise you, oh God, we pray that you would use us to spread this life. God, we pray that you would give us just an urgency that flows from eternity this week, knowing not one person is guaranteed tomorrow, knowing that tragedy could strike in an unexpected way at any moment. God, we pray that you would use us to speak about eternal life. God, we pray that you would give us opportunities to dialogue about the gospel, to talk about your love, and to share the good news of your grace in Christ, to call people to turn from their sin and trust in you. God, please use our lives today to spread eternal life to others. God, please cause our lives today to count toward that end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.